Hope you're having a great weekend. This is a special Saturday edition of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy with some of the best bits from the weekday show. And on today's special weekend edition, Andrew.
Brandy, it's all about the grand final. We'll chat with current Panthers assistant and incoming Bulldogs coach Cameron Serraldo. The Fox, Josh Adokar, had some fun with us from the Fan Fest in the heart of the city and gave us some insight into how to prepare for a grand final. Eels fullback Clint Gutherson on how he's preparing for the decider. Panthers star Dylan Edwards on the grand final in his amazing few years. But let's kick off with Eels halfback Mitchell Moses. What a crazy day he had last Friday week when his wife gave birth just a few hours before the Eels qualified for the big one.
I've got a question here, and we asked our listeners to text in what they'd like to ask Mitch Moses. Ben from Cronulla says, morning boys, Mitchie, firstly congrats, secondly good luck to you and the boys. I'm sure you'll leave it all out there. What's the first beer you'll have after the win? The first beer. Oh,
there's a question. We'll write that one down. We're getting Mitchell on the line right now. We won't keep him waiting. We're really appreciative of the time that we've been given today. Firstly, by Dylan Edwards in last hour. And now Mitchell Moses, what an incredible story. What a Friday he had. He's on the line right now. Mitchell, welcome to the program. Congratulations on reaching your first grand final.
Please, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's get to the big question first of all. It's been asked by our listener, Ben of Cronulla. What will be the first beer you'll have after the win? What will you go for, Mitchell?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh. Well, normally in the sheds after a win, we've got Great Northerns in the sheds, so that'll probably be the first one.
Yeah. The Mitchell Moses I know over the years, you're a great sponsor name dropper. You love mentioning that. Down at Woolwich, the Ironwood, you love dropping there.
And everywhere,
you get free
mate.
Coffee there for life. You drop names everywhere. You're one of the great Bruces.
Yep.
Mitchell, can you put into words now? I know you've told the story many times since last Friday, but what an amazing day for you. Take us through from when you woke up Friday as to how things unfolded.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was a roller coaster of emotions, definitely. I've had every emotion thrown at me possible. And woke up on Friday. I got told the day before that, she was probably going to go in and that didn't know what the time or anything. So she was pretty much in labour. So woke up and just stood by my phone and waited for the call, and the call finally came at around 2 o'clock or so, and she was delivered at 3:50 or something like that. So about an hour before I had to get ready for the game, and then finished all that over FaceTime, my first arrival of my first daughter, and then had to get ready for a major semi, prelim semi, and get my head around that. And then, yeah, it was just a massive day, a massive 24 hours, I guess.
Mitch, congratulations on it all, mate. And you've had a fantastic season. And I think the Eels, well, you're a better team than you have been in the past, without doubt. Infinitely better team. Just on the birth of young Aspen, mate, you're lucky it didn't go too long. It could have gone for 12 hours. There might have been another question for you. Do I go to the game or do I wait until the baby's born?
Right? Yeah, mate, it was crazy. So she was, I knew pretty much the night before, so she was pretty much in labour the night before. So,
right. Okay.
The doctor pretty much, the obstetrician pretty much said that she would come before the game. So that made my mind at ease a little bit, but it was still like all over the shop.
So we do have to say, I've got an image in my head. I'm a bit of a weirdo, Mitchell, as you know. I've sort of got an image of you. You had a box of cigars. You handed a cigar to the ref, a cigar to the side. You gave their new dad. You handed out cigars. But so did you actually watch the birth on FaceTime? Is that you were in the room with your partner Bree on FaceTime?
Yes, over FaceTime. So it was pretty weird. It was a lot different, and I would have loved for it to happen another way, but that's just how it's happened. And it was still a special moment, and I'm glad that we got the win, so it made up for it.
And was it any, like, I can't imagine trying to get your head around what you were facing up there in Townsville as well. Like, you know, they'd had a rest, they were fresh. I don't know what the weather was like. There was a lot of talk about the weather and how hot and how humid it was going to be. But you had to somehow try and get your head around focusing on what needed to be done, Mitch. And things were looking a little bit shaky in that first half.
Yeah, definitely. I think they caught us off guard a little bit at the start of the game, and they were throwing the footy around a fair bit, and they completed it at 90%, I think, in the first half, and we were just crucifying ourselves. It was in the first half with the weather how it was. I didn't think that played into much of a factor for us. I thought we handled that pretty well, but we just couldn't hold on the ball. That was all it was. And we come in at half time and it was still 12-all. I think we had maybe 8 play the balls in their 10 metres and scored 4 times, 5 times. So we just knew if we held the ball and had a chance down there that we would score. So it was an interesting half time talk from Brad. I thought it was very good. He calmed the boys down and just said, you know, if we get our chances down there, we'll score. So we just needed to hold the ball. And I thought in the second half, we completed it about 100%.
That's probably the difference of the game. Absolutely. And I've been saying for the last couple of months, you blokes, this is a completely different Parramatta side to last year. Same faces, but a much better team with the individuals playing some of their best footy. The back rowers, Dylan Brown, has had an incredible season. But it's a pretty confident side, and you're confident that you can score enough points to win a game.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, the trouble that we had pretty much all year was we knew that we could score points and put points on, but it was just our defence. And I feel like towards the end of the year, we've really fixed that up and really had that tough mentality, I guess, to turn teams away. And it showed last week. North Queensland had a lot of ball in our try line, and we just kept turning away. And just knew if we had a chance down there that we'd score points, and that's what happened.
We only asked the big questions. We started with what beer you're going to have after. That was from one of our listeners. Now we ask, was the pass forward, Mitchell? Was the pass forward? Did you think you threw the ball forward, Mitchell? Were you quickly glancing back to the referees?
I didn't actually think it was forward, to be honest. But because of the way I threw it, I didn't think it was forward. Do you know what I mean? I'm throwing it pretty much backwards, but it may have drifted forward, I'm not sure, but I don't think it came out of my hands forward. That's how I thought. I don't know. But obviously, right, they've said different.
Yeah, we've moved on. Now, Mitchell, going back over your early years, you know, Holy Cross College boy, which has been, you know, one of the most famous rugby league schools there have been. And it wasn't all easy for you at Holy Cross. You know, there have been injuries there as a schoolboy, and there's a fellow there called Tim White who had a lot of support for you over the years. I guess when you make a grand final, you think of all those people who have helped you along the way. Is that a fair comment?
100%. Yeah, you speak about that man there, Tim White. He was a massive influence on my football when I went to Holy Cross. And, I was having probably one of the best years of my life, really, at Holy Cross in 2012, right, leading to that Schoolboy Cup grand final. And I broke my leg at training doing a post session against 20s. And he helped me through that whole situation and period. And yeah, he was a massive influence on my footy. And there's been multiple coaches that I've had that have helped me through my career and led me to next Sunday, I guess.
And another question from a listener, because famous uncle Benny Elias, has Benny given you any grand final advice? We joke that the advice would be, if you have a field goal shot, kick it a little higher than he did. Nothing else.
Mate, he still speaks about that today. So he still says that how much it hurts him, how much it hurts to lose a grand final. So hopefully I'm on the other end of it come Sunday. But yeah, he's just given me a little bit of advice just to soak up the week and, you know, take it as another game, I guess. And yeah, pretty much soak up the week. That was the main thing.
Big fan day yesterday out of Kellyville. Great to see all the fans turn up. And what's on today, Mitch? What's the program for the Eels today?
We've got a day off today, so rest up and get your body right. We got training tomorrow, I'd say. So just a day off today to rest up. It was a big day yesterday, full of, you know, all the media and fan day, and it was such a great turnout from the Parramatta community, and I know how much they get behind us when we're winning, so hopefully they can turn out on Sunday and get us home.
Yeah. Hey, listen, too, remiss of us, Mitchell, when we mentioned Benny there, condolences to you too, the passing of your grandmother there just over a week ago.
You.
Just a week that was, you know, started so sad and Parramatta sort of worked around that. So you've got to be thankful for Parramatta understanding your position. And we should just check. Yeah. Bree's fine. Little Aspen is fine. Going good?
Yeah. Both are good. Both are good. I'm actually on my way now to pick them up and take them home. So, ready to go home. So it's they're both
so
good and ready to go.
Well, you had an extraordinary week last week, Mitch. And this is what you dream of as a footballer. You dream of grand finals and winning grand finals. You enjoy the week and congratulations on the season you've had. You've been great to watch.
Thank you. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
You're listening to The Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Yeah, Vossie, following the Panthers' Week 1 finals win, Dylan Edwards was awarded the Merv Cartwright Medal, which meant he was the Player of the Year. On Saturday night against South Sydney, he was the man of the match. He's had an unbelievable season, but Dylan takes it all in his stride, and I'm happy to say that the Panthers' fullback joins us on the line. G'day, Dil. How are you, mate?
Morning, fellas. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Big day today, fan day, which you didn't get to do last year in last year's grand final. Dylan, this is your third successive grand final, you as a player, the Panthers, and you get to celebrate it in front of the fans today as you gear up for Sunday's game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, looking forward to getting out in front of the fans, having a bit of a training session in front of them. Like you said, we missed out on this opportunity last year, obviously being up in Queensland, but a bit wet today, but I'm sure we'll still have a good turnout, which would be nice.
Dylan, congratulations. Vossie here. Congratulations personally on an amazing season. And won't get to comment on what could happen at the Dally M, but I think you're a massive chance of winning that. The fact that it is your third grand final, have you learnt stuff about the last couple of seasons, maybe recognised things that I did wrong in preparation, things that I can do better from the two previous grand finals, or is it absolutely you do exactly what you did last year?
Oh, it's very different to obviously last year for me personally. I was a bit busted last year, but they're all been a bit different because the first one was COVID, second one was up in Queensland, and this one is sort of a more traditional grand final. But as far as preparation goes, not much really changes for us as a team or me individually. It's just try and treat as much as you can like another week, and obviously the intensity goes up, but yeah, just try and treat it pretty much the same.
All right. And on a personal front, I mean, you're a family man. Duties at home, everything the same? Or do you get a little leave pass that you don't have to do wash up? You don't have to do any washing, you know? Or how does it work?
No. The missus is pretty kind to me. She looks after me most weeks anyways. But, not much will change. I'll still be dad first. And look after the little kids and just enjoy the family time too.
Well, it's massively different for you, isn't it, Dylan? Like, you're in a moon boot. And last year, were you in that moon boot right up until game day? Did you do much training?
No, I had the one fitness test that I had to get past. That's pretty much the only time I took the moon boot off all week. So, yeah, definitely different.
Now, what came out of the win against South Sydney? It was a pretty nervous opening 30 minutes, was it? Down 12-0. You got back to 12 at half time, but and ended up running out winners 32-12. But when you sat down and looked at the game with coach Ivan Cleary, what came out of that opening 30 minutes?
Yeah, we haven't reviewed it all yet, but you just basically spoke about was, just not be overawed by it. If you get dropped down to 12-0, which obviously not ideal, but to be able to come back from that sort of deficit and keep our heads the way we did. Obviously, the game didn't go as we would have liked. It was pretty stop-start there for the first half an hour, and that's what South's like. So, but once we got it into the flow of the game, we were able to sort of come over the top, which is definitely pleasing.
That has been a standout feature of Penrith's football over the last 3 years, the fact that you can absorb so much pressure and not change your game. Can you put your finger on why? Is it just the makeup of the side, the individuals in the side that don't panic?
Yeah, a bit of both, I reckon. We're pretty comfortable with our style of footy that we want to play, and we know if we play that, even regardless of the score, we'll be able to put some points on or repel, as you said, repel some teams away. And but we've got some individuals that are really calm. Obviously, Nathan, Yoli, Appy, they're all calm individuals, and they're the leaders of our team that sort of lead us around the park. So if we do if stuff starts to go against us, then you can sort of lean back on them, and they're really calm individuals, which will keep you on track.
Dylan, we have a bit of fun on this program with one of our listeners called Gary of Newtown. He throws out advice to the teams, has done every week, to Origin. There's no one safe from him. Now, I don't want to get in your head with Gary of Newtown advice, but Ivan Cleary, from the experience of the last 2 years, when's his big speech? Randy's a former football player. I'm not. When does Ivan deliver the most important speech of the week, the coach, and hits the mark with some key points? When will that happen?
Yeah, he'll be putting out a bit of information all through the week, but his sort of big speeches is obviously captain's run. Captain's run, he addresses a lot of things, and then pre-game, he just reiterates a lot of that too. So it's more captain's run, and the just before the game is his big sort of build-up one.
Is it delivered calmly? Is it a rev up? Is there passion, emotion? How is it with Ivan Cleary? We hear him. We love having him on the program, and he's always, you know, pretty. He's chillax. He's never over the top. But does he? Can you let us know? Does he go off a little in this particular situation?
No, if you know Ivan, he doesn't go off at all. Really, it's definitely a passion in how he talks, but it's not a rev up or anything like that. It's all process driven. The intensity is definitely there when he delivers his message, but I'm not a rev up type of guy, really. I don't think.
Kid from the bush, as you are, Dylan. Do you have to pinch yourself? You're now playing in a third straight grand final. I mean, it's an amazing achievement.
Yeah, I do, mate. Honestly, I'm very fortunate to be at this club and play with this group of boys that I get to play with every week. It's been a bit of a ride the last few years. It's been some very good times. I'm just, as you said, I've just pinched myself and doing every day. I get to come into work.
Dill, you're at the back of the defensive line, so you get a better look at what teams are like. So you know the dangers, and you can see where the ball is going. What worries you most about the Eels? They've got some strike, haven't they?
Yeah, honestly, it's hard to sort of pinpoint one area. I mean, the middle forwards, so obviously RCG and Paulo, they just get forward all day, and they're really strong, so I have to be physical through the middle. And their back rows on the weekend, they do so much work for them. Obviously, Sean Lane had a blinder that second half last week, and Piley has been doing it all year. And Dylan Brown, left foot run, he's quality too. So, I mean, you take your pick, really. They're pretty dangerous.
Well, Dylan, we don't want to keep you any longer because it's a huge week and obviously huge demands in your time. And today's the fan day, but we really appreciate you coming on. Mate, you've given not just Penrith fans, I think even all footy fans, pleasure. You've been great to watch, not just this year, mate. Good luck at the Dally M's tomorrow night, but even bigger still, good luck on Sunday. I'm sure you will handle the occasion yet again.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Vossie, yesterday we had a chat with Mitch Moses, the Eels halfback. The other part of that dynamic duo for Parramatta is their fullback, Clint Gutherson. He's a friend of the program. We've spoken to Gutho before and he joins us on the line. Morning, Guth.
Good morning, men. How are we all?
Well, we're good, mate. You're up and early. Vossie said you might have just finished shift work and we're catching on the way home, but you're up early and you're off to training.
Yeah, off the train in the sport. I'm an early riser, so I just get up, have a coffee, and get in there and just bum around, annoy a few people, and get out of the house. But it's always good to get up early.
So what will you actually do today? And do both sides go to Martin Place for the fan day? And what will you do on the field today?
On the field, I think the fan day is tomorrow. So we've just got a normal training day today and then the Dally M's tonight. So there's about 7 or 8 of us heading into the Dally M's, and we just got a normal training day, start preparing today, and then tomorrow we've got the fan day, and then I think that's sort of it for the week for the boys, and then we just got captain's run, then we're into it. So just looking forward to the rest of the week and getting our training done and getting our prep done.
I've made the point, Clinton, congratulations on making your first grand final, that sometimes you talk about rookies, but there's a lot of you blokes at Parramatta, like Ryan Madison's played a grand final, Bailey Simonson has played a grand final, but there's not much else. I mean, but you're not rookies. You've been around the block plenty of times. You're 28, Mitchell Moses and the like. You're not rookies. So how excited are you? Are you nervous? Are you worried about how you're going to handle things? Can you treat it like any other game, Clint?
Look, you're obviously going to get nervous. I'm not going to lie. You're probably a couple of days after the game on the weekend, I started sort of thinking about it and taking it all in. And I think you have to, as you said, there's only two of the boys that have been this far before, and with Matto and Timo. But look, we've been playing footy for a long time. A lot of the boys have played representative games, and we hadn't got to last week either. So a lot of us hadn't had any experience with last week, and we just tried to keep it as normal as possible and goes to another level this week. But you just got to enjoy it. A lot of the boys that have been there before from previous teams have sent me a message and just said, you got to enjoy the week. You got to be smiling. If you try and read into it too much, it's going to take a toll on you. But I'm just going head first into it and enjoy the week. And come Sunday, you just got to go out there and see what happens and hopefully it's good enough. But we're just looking forward to getting our prep done, seeing what happens and just really enjoying the process of the week.
Now, we spoke to Mitch yesterday and he took us through what he went through on Friday up there in Townsville. You're good mates with Mitch and you can tell on the field that you sort of, you bounce off each other. Your thoughts on just what he had to contend with last week as you went into that game against the Cowboys?
Yeah, it was a bit of a roller coaster of life emotions for Mitch last week with the passing of his grandmother, then the birth of his daughter, then a prelim final. So it was pretty chaotic. We always knew that he was going to come if it came down to it, but just you never knew the odds were going to sort of all line up and we were going to be away and we're going to be in Townsville for the prelim. And you could sort of see on the day that he was a bit scrambled around. He had his phone on him waiting for the call to sort of FaceTime in and sort of try and be there as much as he could. But he obviously didn't have his best game for us, but we just knew that he needed to be out there. And when he's on the field, the boys are very confident in what we're going to do. And it's just that presence that he had. But I thought he was great. He handled it really well. And as I said, he just needed to be out there for us to be able to guide us around. And that's what he did. And hopefully this week is a little less confusing and less emotional. But look, as I said, he handled it really well. And he's in for a big one this week.
Now, another aspect of the grand final, I think we heard from the inner sanctum at Parramatta there a few weeks ago, you're calling it your last dance because, you know, you've got a number of players leaving the club that you sort of galvanised and rallied that, you know, for a number of players, this is their last match for the club. So it's that extra sort of little, if you needed any extra motivation, there's that emotional aspect as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of boys moving on. Every team's very similar. They'll be thinking the same. They're losing the likes of Kikau and a few others as well. So both teams are going to be thinking the same. But we spoke about after the first Penrith game, we went out there and didn't play anywhere near the footy we wanted to play. And we just spoke about it straight after that and said, boys, we just got to go out there, have no regrets on the footy we play. And since then, we've been playing closer to the footy we wanted. But again, it goes to another level this week and against a team that's been at the top for a long time and had that experience. But we're just looking forward to it, mate.
Do you dare to dream what it could be like if you win with this Parramatta fan base that have come to love you, Clint? You are King Gutho. What it could be like for them? I mean, you are a Manly boy, but you know the history of the club and the 36 years and all of that. Can you dare to dream what it could be like? I mean, they burnt the grandstand down when they won in 81. Burnt the ground.
To be honest, Bossy, I have. You always have these visualisations about where you want to go, not just in the game that's coming up, but into the future. And before every year, you sit down, you write goals, you always want to achieve those goals. And this is always one of them, and it would be for most players. But you just got to be able to put that to the side when it comes down to it and put in a great performance. And that's all we're looking to do. And we saw on Monday the type of support we have at the moment. We had 5,000 at our training session the other day. And I think we saw after the game at the Leagues Club, there was people burning things, got drums jumping around. And it's great for the game. It just like Penrith is there. It's the heartland of rugby league out here, and it's going to be chaos all week, and you wouldn't want it any other way for the grand final.
Nominate a player. If that player fires, Parramatta are hard to beat.
I think our forwards. I think when Reggie Jr. Ice and Laney are really playing well and going after the game. It lets Mitchie and Dill sort of get around the field and play the footy they want. But, look, it's a massive challenge. They come after us in week one and showed us how to finish off a game. We were in it to the 65th minute and we lost Mitchell. A few things didn't go our way and they've piled on a few points. But if our forwards can get moving, they're going to be thinking the same. They've got a great pack and it's going to be a great matchup. But if our forwards can get moving, get some pass on the ball, it's going to go a long way in putting us in the right direction.
All right. Last time we had you on the program, just looking ahead, Clint, in finishing, because we really appreciate your time, Clint Gutherson, with us. I think you were doing woolly shopping and there were other things and your child was having the first swimming lesson and all that sort of thing. Have you thought ahead how you're going to plan your grand final day? Because you speak to players about how long the day is waiting for the match. How do you keep things normal? So you got family time. How are you going to spend Sunday in leading up to the game? What's the plan?
Yeah, my game days are pretty similar, to be honest, Vossie. I'm a very cruisy guy. Obviously, this week's going to be a little bit more. You're probably going to be a little bit nervous and you're going to want to get out of the house. But I normally try and get down the dog park and take my two dogs down there for a couple of hours, hour and a half, and just throw the ball around, get away. You don't really think too much when you're down there and have a coffee, have some breakfast, and I'll try have a nap before lunch. And then I like getting out to the games early, probably to take away those nerves before games. And I'll get out there and watch the girls' game before and just try and soak it all in and try and get out of the house early, take my family in and just enjoy the day. But most importantly, get the dogs out of the house first. They're on my list first to look after, and then the rest will come off the back of that.
All right. Clint Gutherson and his two dogs coming to a dog park near you on grand final day.
Keep an eye out. They'll have the jerseys on.
Yeah, all right. Take your pooper scoop bag down there. Good on you, Clint. That's fantastic.
Great chatting, Garth.
We really appreciate your time. You know, biggest week of your rugby league life, mate. Just enjoy it. And, you know, only one team can win. It could be the Eels. If it is, look out. Wow.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. There it is, Garth.
Now, it is big today at Martin Place Fan Day, where stars of the NRL, both NRLW, 3 days where you can just get in grand final mode. Now, a man who knows a fair bit about winning grand finals, he also knows the pain of defeat. He's won two, he's lost one, but he really is one of the best characters in the game. And you can head to NRL Fan Fest Live at Martin Place today through Friday. Your chance to win grand final tickets, a share in $5,000 by participating in the Chemist Warehouse Reaction Wall Agility Challenge. The Fox is going to be all over it. You might even get a laugh out of him. Josh Adokar, welcome to the program.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
It's great Foxy. To have you on. I mean, obviously, you'd love to be part of grand final again today, and another grand final in your career, Josh. But for those that haven't experienced it, we've had Clint Gutherson on the program. There's only two Parramatta Eels that have played a grand final, Josh. What's your advice for them?
I just think enjoy the week. Enjoy the moment. It doesn't come around too often, and you know, it's a special, you know, game to be a part of, obviously. So, you know, you need a bit of luck in this game to go all the way. And you know, two great teams that have played terrific footy all year. You know, I think it's going to be an outstanding game, Battle of the West Bar. So, I'm pretty excited to watch the boys go out and give their all.
You do need a bit of luck. You know, so much needs to fall your way, and so many things over a long season need to go your way for you to even get to a grand final. But you can always do with a bit of luck. Now Foxy, we'll get your tip. Let's get a tip off him straight away. Okay. Let's go tip and Clive Churchill medal winner.
On.
Yeah. Let's get it straight up front.
Let's trot. Yep. Let's trot with a tip. There we go.
I reckon Dylan Edwards, Clive Churchill.
Yep.
And I don't know the winner, man. I don't know.
Come on, mate. You can't sit on the fence.
You put me on a spot, man.
I know I have.
If it's one team that's going to be Panthers, it's going to be Eels. But Panthers.
Well, I'm putting that down as your tip.
Who, Eels?
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with the Eels. The Eels?
I don't know who's going to win, but I don't know. It's going to be a mad game. like I said, mate, you need a bit of luck in these games. So,
Hey, Josh, there's a text come through as we're speaking. Morning, gents. As a Dogs supporter, just want to thank Josh for bringing his attitude and energy to our club. Bring on next year. Let's trot. That's a text that's come in while we're talking to you. They're loving you at the Bulldogs. the grand final week, from your experience, when the first time you played in, like, now we've got the fan festival and there's, you know, grand final events and Dally M now in it. Did you actually relax at all during the week? Were you up all week, Josh? Because we see you as this effervescent character. How do you temper things? Like, how do you stay in the moment and just go about and trying to keep it normal?
I think it all comes down to your preparation during the week, ticking all the boxes. That's what I learned over the years. I had great leaders down in Melbourne when I was a part of the Melbourne squad down in Melbourne. So I had Jesse Bromwich, Billy Slater, Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, all those boys, and they really spoke about really enjoying the week. Not changing your routine that you've done all year and ticking all the boxes, and it gives you confidence going out in the game, knowing that you put all the work in, during the week. So that's what I learned over the years. Yeah.
For some players this week, there's going to be moments in the game that are replayed for years and years, if not 100 years. And you've had those moments in the grand final. Grand final try, you and Sully going off, and those sorts of moments. Do you watch them back often? Do you pinch yourself that was you, that you got to experience that's as good as it gets?
Oh, yeah, 100%, bro. I remember my very first try against the Cowboys. It was a runaway try, and I still remember the moment to this day. And I remember running away, and I'm just like, is this really happening? I think it was Morgan from the Cowboys. He was chasing me, and I was just like, wow, is this really happening? And yeah, it was just one of those moments that I'll never forget. It was probably up there with my first debut try. So, I'll still pinch myself every day that I've achieved so far. So,
my co-host here, Greg Alexander, is part of a grand final Fox in 1991. Roy Simmons, like, it's remembered forever. Like, we watch rugby league every single week, and there's moments in that. But what Roy Simmons did in the 91 grand final, the two tries, is remembered forever by everyone, Brandy. And you can, and grand finals can do that, Brandy. It could be anyone. Anyone of the 34 this week could have that moment.
Absolutely, Vossie. Yeah, that's right. And just what Josh said about, the senior players that he had there. The senior players really run the week, don't they, Fox? Like, and you had some great senior players. Yeah. The fact that they'd been at grand finals, they knew exactly how to handle the week. They're very important, those experienced men you have in your side.
I think with Melbourne, when I was down there, it was even before the finals, we knew that we were going to be playing in the finals, and we sat down a week out before the finals, and all the leaders spoke in front of the team, and just explained what finals was. Everyone knows it's next level playing in the finals, and like I said, it comes down to preparation during the week. Each week you play, so. They have some great leaders at the time when I was down there, and it gives me goosebumps to this day.
Josh Adokar, our guest in grand final week. We've gone outside the Eels and Panthers here, but a man that knows about grand finals. Here's another text come through. Kiwi Bulldog Fox says, pass on our love to the Fox and all he does on and off the field at the club. Let's trot, baby, he says. This one from Rafa. Morning, boys. The Fox with a double X. You're the Fox. Rocks. The Fox rocks. Says Rafa. So now you're going to be down there
at
the NRL. Yeah, the NRL Fan Fest at Martin Place. Are you ready to sign some autographs, or is the selfie take the place of the autograph these days? Are you ready to keep smiling for selfies, Fox? How many could you have taken?
I'd rather take selfies than sign autographs, to be honest.
Absolutely. Well, Foxy, 16 tries this year, mate. Congratulations on your first year at the Bulldogs. They do love you, as is evident from the texts coming through. Enjoy the Dally M's if you're there tonight. Are you going along to the Dally M's? Maybe.
I don't know. Just wait and see, Bar.
Yeah, you don't have to answer that one either. I'll let you slide on it.
We can't let the Fox go without just reliving a moment from the PM's 13 game on Sunday night at Suncorp. Scandalous. Josh Adokar, you took a shot at goal. You took the shot at goal off Zach Lomax right on full time. He was lining up and you just stepped in and had your shot with your own stolen miss. Were you actually on the field? Did you come from the bench to take that kick, Josh? How did that work?
Yeah, I was on the bench. I come off at at half time. The coaching staff goes, "Oh, don't go back on the field." And I sat on the bench. And I think Sean Cobo scored the last try. And yep. And everyone was like, "Fuck you, bar, go kick the ball." And I was like, "Yeah, sweet." So I ran on the field. I said, "Zachy Lomas, let me kick the ball, bro." And he goes, "Yeah, sweet." I full shanked it. I was.
You did. Yeah. I've seen you kick the
lucky
ball.
Lucky it doesn't go on the resume. Yeah,
designated kicker like an NFL. They send on the Fox for the big kick and he missed. Josh, have fun today. Thanks for all the enjoyment you give us again on the program and during the season. You're one of the great characters of the NRL. That's why we love the game, mate.
Enjoy the World Cup.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Best of Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy.
Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Injured at work? Call the experts at Bryden's Lawyers today. 1-800-848-848. And 40 Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. Visit 40doors.com.au. Let's go around the grounds for Rainbird, the intelligent use of water. Well, there's only one venue that everyone is talking about. That's a Core Stadium where the Panthers will face off against the Eels in the NRL Grand Final. That's for Rainbird, the intelligent use of water. And it's a weekend where there is many players and coaches moving on. And one of those will be Cameron Serraldo, the assistant coach of the Panthers for a few years now, but he finished his playing career at the Panthers, won a premiership with the under-20s. He's been a very important part of the success in the Panthers, and I'm happy to say the assistant coach, Cameron Serraldo, joins us on the line. Cam, good morning, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Now, what is on today? I know Vossi's got a grand final lunch where he'll be chatting to the coaches.
That's it, the
Ivor
coaches.
Cleary and Brad Arthur. What's on for you today, mate?
We're just in at work this morning, getting everything prepared. Our boys will come in this afternoon. They've got meetings from basically 2 o'clock onwards, and then we've just got our normal preparation, our field session tonight, which we do under lights against our reserve grade team, and that's been a pretty normal prep for us the last 3 years and worked pretty well, so nothing will change in that regard from today.
Could you say the same about the whole week, Cameron, that everything that you did last year, and of course it led to grand final victory, you have mirrored this year, or have you had to tweak a few little things you thought you could have done better?
No, it's definitely been a different journey. I think if you look back to 2020, we're in a bubble and had no fan interaction or no community interaction that year, and then last year, we were on the Sunshine Coast up at Twin Waters Resort there and had our families around and had some interaction. But, you know, the players were busted. We hardly trained last year. We just sort of doing walkthroughs on the field. And, yeah, it was a totally different sort of preparation. This year, everyone's fit and fresh. And, you know, we've had some really good training days this week. And, you know, hopefully another two sessions to go where we can just nail what we need to get done and get into Sunday feeling prepared.
Cameron, can you give all of us listening, Brandy's been there, done that, but most of us, we haven't. We don't know what it's like. In the inner sanctum, how it works when it gets to the grand final, and we had Dylan Edwards on the program earlier this week, when will Ivan Cleary deliver his main speech, if you like, of the week? And how does it work with yourself in your role? I mean, you've played such an important role with the success of this club. Do you have an area where you will address the team, or is your work one-on-one? How does the conveying of messages and team talks go about in these last couple of days before the grand final?
Yeah, we got a pretty good process in place where today is our sort of biggest day preparation, looking at the opposition. So we'll do nothing different there today. And tomorrow's our captain's run where we go through a couple of final messages. But I think this week it's probably been important to keep it a bit lighthearted as well and enjoy each other's company. This is the last time this group will be together. So, you know, I've really made a point of enjoying the week and having a few laughs along the way and showing a few funny videos of different guys during the week. So that's been good. And the boys have had a good energy about them. They're enjoying their training. They're enjoying preparation. And the next 2 days, nothing will change in that regard either.
Ciro, has there been many wet games? And we spoke about this yesterday, about the fact that it seems to have been a pretty wet winter. and talking about who it might advantage more. But there's been a number of wet weather games that the Panthers have played in, and does it change things that much?
Yeah, I think it changes a little, but we train the whole summer in rain. I think it rained out here, you know, most days. So most sessions we did in the summer were rain affected. I mean, like, and leading into games this year, there's been so many times we've turned up to a game and gone, right, oh, it's raining, let's change the plan slightly into this, this and that. So, yeah, no, we're used to all the conditions, and I think we know what our game looks like and what we need to do. So it's just about getting it done on Sunday.
You've been around this playing group long enough, yourself and Ivan now. Can you tell when they are absolutely on, like you've got no doubts they're going to play well, or can you pick up a training if they are a little off and you have to jump in? Are there triggers there with your side? You say they're having a good week, they're training well, but does that mean fait accompli, good, you know, very good performance?
Well, there's different times where you think, geez, they're jovial and things like that, but that's when they play their best. They're a different group. You know, they enjoy each other's company. They enjoy having a laugh. There's such a good energy around these guys, and you know, sometimes you think they're enjoying themselves too much, and that's when they play their best. So there's been a good energy around them this week. Their training is just a little bit more intense and a little bit more fast moving. So that's been pretty cool to watch. But you know, these guys, they're really good at when it's time to flick the switch and go into a warm up or the 2 minute bell goes for the game. They're really good at turning it on and just getting themselves into the zone. So that's been, you know, it's been pretty amazing for me to watch over the last few years. And you know, they're all totally different, and that's been really good that they've been able to be themselves.
Sarah, you finished your playing career in 2013. You've been a coach ever since at the Panthers, and just looking at the success that they've had through the lower grades, and you know, you coached an under 20 side to a premiership. Must give you some satisfaction to see where the club's got to now. And have you had time this week? I know you've been busy, just to reflect before you move on your years at the Panthers?
Nah, not too much time to reflect. It's sort of, you know, you ask the players to stick to the process and go around ticking every box. So, you know, it's important we do the same. So, you know, I'm sure after Sunday I'll reflect on that. But it's been pretty cool to watch the journey over the last 11 years. I remember coming down and meeting Gus and Ivan, and where we were training under the grandstand there where our home sheds are now. And, you know, now we're training this beautiful academy. We've got lush fields and everything you could possibly want. So it's been pretty cool to see the journey of the club over the last 11 years and get to where it's at now. A lot of hard work behind the scenes from a lot of people that probably don't get the recognition either. So that's, you know, it's been really good to see those people get rewards, and hopefully we can give them like one last reward on Sunday night.
All right, let's get right down to business then. What's the key elements? What's the key features that will beat Parramatta that you think you have to do really well to win on Sunday night?
I think we just have to play our best game. Yeah, that's really important, that these big games, you just go out and do what you can do best and not worry too much about the opposition. You know, we expect them to have their best game as well. So it's, you know, it's going to be a really tight game. Every contest we've had over the last 3 years with these guys has been really tight, and comes down to those crucial moments, and I don't think Sunday will be any different. You know, it'll be the team who plays their best footy and wins those crucial moments that'll get the job done. You know, and I'm, you know, they're going to be really prepared. They're a really good team with a lot of strike weapons all over the field, so we can't concentrate on one or two. We have to be at our best across the park. So we know what we're in for, but, you know, the process is that we just prepare as we do for every game and make sure we stay present and win those moments.
Well, Ciro, congratulations on the role you've played over those 11 years that you're talking about, the impact that you have made. You've been such an important member of what the club's done over the last decade, and congratulations on that success, mate. All the best. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Brandy. I'll wait for your FaceTime call at the end of it.
All right. Oh, that'll be nice.
I just might be out there.
Cameron, just in finishing, I'm off to the World Cup. Do you want me to drop into the Shea at Halifax and just maybe have a drink there just to toast your career where I did actually call your last game? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember my last game there. I nearly died. I remember Connor and Harold got me and punctured my, spleen or something like that. So pancreas.
Ruptured spleen.
Good memory.
I remember the tackle. It was right up under the armpit. Yeah. What a moment. Yeah. At the Shea at Halifax.
The ultimate hospital ball.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Cameron, good on you, have Sarah. A big one Sunday night, and preparation, part of the reason why Penrith is such a great club and such a well-performing team has been Cameron Serrato. And Bulldogs, you got yourself a good one. There's no doubt about that.
And that's all in this special weekend edition. Don't forget to join us next week on The Breakfast Show between 6 and 9 a.m. Tune in through SEN 1170 a.m. or via the SEN app.